Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The peace of thy children. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Isaiah 54:13. This prophetic verse has its primary fulfillment still in the future. Nevertheless, it states a basic principle that is always valid and that is especially relevant on Father's Day. The greatest honor that children can bestow on a father is a solid Christian character of their own, but that must first be his own gift to them. Before sons and daughters can experience real peace of soul, they must first be taught of the Lord themselves, and the Heavenly Father has delegated this responsibility, first of all, to human fathers. The classic example is Abraham, the father of all them that believe. God's testimony concerning Abraham was this: "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment." This is the first reference in Scripture to the training of children, and it is significant that it stresses paternal instruction in the things of God. Furthermore, the instruction should be diligent and continual. "When you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." The classic New Testament teaching on child training has the same message. "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Not wrath, but peace, as our text suggests. Great shall be the peace of our children when they know the Lord and keep his ways. Great also is the joy of a godly father when he can see the blessing of the Lord on his children and then on his grandchildren. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.